Reis Amavov. So we did Sif Aleph. Now we have to do Mishabur. We did the Mishabur of Cotton Aleph. We have Mishabur of Cotton Bays. Noisin. So we have a choice between the two. And we give it to the goy as opposed to giving it, leaving it on the animal. After any Yehudi, Sheha Eno Yehudi, Shluch Elisa B'Shabbos. By doing so, you're having the goy act as your shliach to carry it on Shabbos, which is mirabon. That's it's a mirabonon of a mir la'akum. Mikomokim hekiluch chachamim. Chacham over here we make to allow that. Mishum, mekimlo the Chazal understood. Shadam bo alam amoyde. The person becomes overwhelmed when it comes to the loss of his money. And we're afraid, if we're not going to find some permissible way to do it, also the day Yisro Chomri might come to do it in a way which is prohibited. And Yisro Chomri, Shayolach Arba Amos Rishos Rabim, he'll carry it 4 Amos Rishos Rabim. Okay? Even though nowadays we don't have Shusram the Raiso, it's still better to give it to the goy than to. So, in other words, why are we being mad to this? We're mad to Yemir La'akum, which is a Rabbanan, he shouldn't come to do the Raiso. Nowadays, assuming that you need 600,000 people, so these roads are not the rises. So what we're saying, we're going to be matter this at the bottom of Akum, because otherwise he'll do this at the bottom of caring. Maybe we should not be matter it. So we're still matter it. So we could argue one of the reasons. The first of all could be, well, we could argue a few reasons. First of all, that nowadays could be do versus Rabbi the Raisa still, if you hold it, you only need 600,000 people. Number two, these are different levels of Chumrah. Amir La'akum is a Derabbanan, which a person doesn't do an action, and is a caring Hashabbos, is a person does do an action. And the third Mahalach Pashas is the Chazal set it up, they put a Heter in, and they left the Heter there, even though the circumstances have changed. Okay. Okay. So it gives Kizul and Yehudi, Gimel. Yemesh to Masa Kabir al Chamor. Let's say, however, what he's dealing with is a large package, which is heavy to the point that he can't be Yashar Lidna Yehudi. He can't give it to the goy. Megami Yashar Lizor B'Mash Shekotzev Sebeis the Salakamasa B'Chol Pama Shetaskol B'Heim Alolechis. So we'll see another eight. So there's no goy. What they do is have the animal walk. I put it on the animal's back after the animal started to walk. So it comes out that there's no Akira, and take it off the animal's back before the animal stops. So this way he won't have a Malacha Deraisa. But if the package is very, if the burden is very large, that's not possible. So what do we do? So Yir Lahaktis Abimbayim Hachamor Len Yehudi Kedin Tara. He should be mocked at the animal to somebody else through Kinyonim. I mean, Mebaki Bedarchi Kinyon Hatzarkles. If he's not familiar exactly how to do the Kinyon properly, you have to run him if they Shleisha. He should be after it. If the three people, he should be after it in front of the three. Al Kaponim Benelah Benatzmoy, at least he should be after it Benelah Benatzmoy. Which might work the rise of the oz in over all Jesus she's behemtoy. See, not over this of his animal doing work because not his animal any animal anymore. Okay. To behem and a shaloi. Now the yard minagolah. he shouldn't have the animal pulling him, because that animal is doing work based because of his weight, and that's a problem. And he can't do mechamer. Now, va'af la'achas she'asa kol ha'heterim alalu she'mocher kol ha'hifker tzarich lizor ma'od she'lo yitnu le'en yehudi o'al ha'gola shum davar me'ha'chaveitzim she'lochu min ha'gola be'er Shabbos. He cannot take and put onto the gola or to the goy on Shabbos whatever items we're talking about. The also yitnu le'en yehudi b'Shabbos ha'menas lo'hotzi. Whatever you've given them, they should keep. One of you've taken for yourself, you keep for yourself. You'll walk pachas pachas dalaramas, whatever the situation is, or you'll stay there and let them go, and you'll meet them after Shabbos. So the Shogunar said that this works, giving it to the goy, even if you're not paying him. So, but if it's before Shabbos, you, making that arrangement, it's better to arrange that you should pay him, so therefore he's an oris. Therefore he's a kablon, and he's working for himself. So that makes it much better in a locha if you can arrange that. Okay. And this works even if he gave it to Mishech Hashecha. Nokaloshim Bidi Evid, Dalit, Sakat Dalit, Mishum, the Chathila, Alkarach, Sakhlinit, Nibayim, Mishum, Isser Muksam. The Chathila, he should be giving it away before Shabbos because it's transferring money, etc., which is Muksam. If he didn't, we're going to let him do it on Shabbos. But if he found the Metziah,
what away?
His keys with the money in it. But he found the Messiah. If he picked up the Messiah before Shabbos, now it's part of his property. But if he didn't pick it up yet, he just sees it. He can't tell the guy, go get it, and can't carry it. And he also, the Kimon Lord Tarek belt. So, if the whole idea over here is we're being mounted because we're afraid that people will overreact in irrational ways. So whether technically it's his or not is not the point. The point is how the person reacts. The answer is because it's not his yet, and he hasn't really done the effort of acquiring it, so his reaction will not be irrational, and he'll say, okay, I can't take it. Fine. If, however, there's no goy with him, so it's just him traveling with his animal, so the choice is him carrying it, that he should carry it himself, or have the animal carry it, so the manichu al chamor, he puts it on the chamor. But kadesh lo yehichayiv mishum mechamer, pirish manig as a chamor. But he has a problem with mechamer, which he'd be over ika akira v'anocha, if you have akira v'anocha. So to address that problem, we say the following. Menicha l'achar sha'akra yad v'regol l'leches. When the animal is in a state of motion, he puts it on the animal's back. The issue over here is the following. Chazal learned out more in the first parak that akiris gufo is akiris kaifetz dom. So a person is standing still with an item in his pocket, or an animal standing still with an item on its back, and the animal or the person starts to move, that's considered that there is an akira being done. Because the akira's gufa is like akira's chayfetz. So there's a malacha, but akira being done. There's the part of the malacha we saw. So it has three parts to it. The Dalaramas has three parts to it. Three parts are the akira, the transfer or the movement of the Dalaramas, and the third part is the hanocha. So we pass in a kiras kufa kiras kevitzam. Is a person standing still with something in his hand or his pocket, and he starts walking. That's called an akira. He goes to Alaramas and then he stops. It's considered he did a halacha. So he did the whole malacha. However, once a person is in motion, if something's put on the person when he's in motion, the fact that he's continuing to walk is not considered an akira. So we said, well, listen, vis-a-vis this makom, he put it on when he's 50 feet from the fence. And now he's 40 feet from the fence. So he moved it. He was akirit. That is not considered, it's only considered an akira if it was in a state of rest, and then it started going. Elamai what? The person who put it on did the akira, but that's time shasu. That one person did the akira, one person did the movement. So over here, the person did the akira, and the animal did the movement. So they said to have the animal start going, and then put on the animal's back.
This is not correct. It's already Shabbos.
Somebody's in Israeli Shabbos. So minicha lachar shakri yad v'regel alechus, the lava kira he, shemet is not lahimena, and when the animal is, when the animal stops, you take it off. So therefore, when the animal starts again, it's not on the animal's back. Lachar shetachzer v'takar raglo yenichena. And then when it starts moving forward again, you can put it back on the animal's back as it's walking already. Okay. He can't do machamer, cause the animal to move by raising his voice, etc.
Take it off before the animal's ready to stop.
It's interesting that the language of the Mechaber is Kashi Oimedis Noit Lahemena, and that sounds like even after the animal stopped. That's how the Shulchan Aruch seems to read, and the Bir Halacha deals with that. But like you're saying, that he has to do, because once the animal did not do the Akira, even the animal does a Hanacha, it's not a problem. It's not a Deraisa, because the Deraisa require that there should be Akira, the transfer, and the Hanacha. So as long as you put on the animal's back when the animal's in motion, the fact that the animal stopped, it's not a problem. So really, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch makes a lot of sense. Just take it off when he stops, after he stops, because he's going to start again in a moment. And then if he starts again with the item on his back, that's a problem. But that being said, the Bir Halacha brings over here that the Rambam seems to say they can't do a Kira or Hanacha. He brings that the Rashba said there's no reason to be Machban on that. But you're right, when you read the Gemara sounds like the language of the Rambam. That's what you're thinking of? See? The Gemara sounds like you have to do neither the Akira nor the Hanacha should take place. Correct. The Lashon of the Gemara sounds like the Rambam, but the Shulchan Aruch seems to learn not like that.
There's a question right here. Whether you're Chayav
Lashon of the Gemara?
Shvita de Rabbanan of a Behema?
I didn't hear the full sentence.
Is a person chayav to is a machlokas Yishanim as to whether you have to avoid your behemah doing the lack of the rabbanon or not?
No, in general, that's true. You do have a problem. Just again, we're being makel over here. The shaila is, are we trying to totally remove it from the malacha or not? He can't ride the animal. He has to walk on his feet. Let's say it's chutzatum. If there's some reason why that the distance he has to travel is a long distance, which he won't be able to do without riding, so we're going to allow him to ride on the animal. That's at the Rabbanim, because we say Chaynos is Atzmai. Then Mishra Berurah will deal with the Tchum issue, that by riding on the animal he might gain that he's not being Arbet Tchum, because he's not going beyond the Tchum. The person is Chaynos is Atzmai. Therefore the animal's not considered carrying him. Okay, so the Mishra Berurah. Vav. Or he could have a situation where he's with the guy's with him, but he doesn't want to give his money. The whole point is he's ba'al ha'monai, giving it to a guy that he doesn't trust, that the guy should run away with the money. He's not making him less, more relaxed. So, in order they shouldn't have a problem with Mechamer, so we want to remove that kira and the hanocha. Mishum Mechamer Ika, Manik Chamor Ktuna Kriyachama Mechamer, leading an animal which is carrying something is called Mechamer. Visurahu Minatar, the Minasib Losazuko Malacha, Tovahemtecho. So the Pasuk says, Losazuko Malacha, Kibachazal, Ritzalemer, Malacha Shanasis, Bishutras Ayale Adlamu Behema. So atov v'heptachah means that a process done through the person and the animal together, which is mechaber. So the animal is carrying it, and the person is directing it and causing it to go. So that's the iser deraisa of mechaber. It's not a chiv skeel or a chorus, but it's a lav.
Animals direct. Person.
Okay, but if the problem is malacha, it's only if the malacha is a full bona fide malacha, which by Yehoitzar is akira, the transport of the item and the hanacha. Those has a komalacha ksiv. Says you should not do komalacha. You and the animal together. So it has to be malacha. So without the kira malacha, it's not called hanacha. It's not called a malacha. And that also would be regards to the mitzvah of Shvises Behema, that the animal should be Shavis, it's referring to Malachas. Therefore, he puts on the animal's back after the animal started to walk, so the animal did not do the Akira. So, Menicha. After it's because it's not considered a kira. This is true whether the animal is his or not, because this over here is not only shisis behemtoi, but there's a potentially a mechamer issue which applies even to an animal which he does not own. It's his animal, you have both problems. Okay, so you put it on, and when it stands, and then you take it off when the animal stands still, and then before it starts, then it starts again with nothing on its back, and then after the animal's going, he puts it on the animal's back again. Tess. Lachash atachser, once it starts being oiker regal, you put it on again. V'me'atza enam askelos lelech. If the animal's not starting, he can encourage the animal to start. If it's not wearing a saddle. Why? If the animal's not carrying anything, because whatever it's carrying the person is holding right now, so now encouraging the animal to go, it's not called mechamer, because mechamer means doing a malacha together with the animal. There's no malacha. The animal is not carrying anything. You're going to put something on his back once it's started. So it's not a malacha. Now, b'chol zeh kasher behema hila b'ader. Talk about an animal, a pack animal, but not with a wagon. Avam hi mashechas b'agola, if the animal is pulling a wagon. So then you're making the animal do the malacha of pulling the wagon. If the person will call out to the animal to encourage the animal to start after the animal has stopped, whoever only said mechamer, that itself, the animal pulling the wagon is nisr mechamer. There's no way to get around that isr. The feeling im hifkar behema, even if we mark the behema, ben oyer al isr shisus behemtoi, it's not his animal anymore, so he's not oyer shisus behemtoi. Like upon him oyer al isr mechamer mechanal, but mechamer applies even if it's not your animal. So he's going to have a mechamer issue.
Well, an animal had been pulling the wagon and stuff.
Right. So by encouraging the animal to go, you're a mechamer. Well, Cain. But if the situation is that it's not, he can't stay there. So the answer is just stay there, wait till the animal sizes are going again. You know, just wait and see what his route is. Right? But if that's not easy to do. So year of the Hasamuch, Rabbi Misham and Yehudi Shabbat Hagala Lamaloin. So the answer is try and, if it's possible, send ahead that a goy should come and take the animal. And he'll take the animal with a goy on the malon. But after behemoth, hold him after the behemoth. So now the goy is moving the animal. That's the goy's business. And it's not she's the behemoth because he's after the behemoth. So Yavrol, she's the behemoth. But say, Yisulak, we call him Makshom. Kozak Shubba Sechatchum. Amishach Sechatchum Sechatchum. Ain't lo hetzachlal, he's loy b'makam sechana. If he's beyond the tchum, we say stay there. That's it. The only case we allow him to go move out where he is, he's beyond the halachic standards of tchum, we allow him to move. If it's a situation of sakana, he's allowed to move. Because sakana is the issue of tchum. Okay. Then he said, then the Ramah said that if he needs to go chutz l'tchum, because he's yari from the listim or other sakanas, right now he's tachat tchum, so he can sit on the animal and lirkev. If he perish, well, as a nitzur shikshelach beragli. So now, going beyond the tchum because of sakana is mutter. So walking is not a problem. Beragli eladavka im roichev. The only problem is if he rides. So we're saying, excuse me, why should you ride? But we let him ride. If that will help the sakana, okay. So even though he's tachatum, so there's no problem with him walking, but the riding will help the sakana issue. We let him ride. The Yas Yisra B'Lav Hachi B'Ali Chosev. It's Chuzetchum, walking is also for him, and riding is also. So if riding helps, why not? So there's no big difference. The Chiddush is even Teichatchum, where he has no Yisra walking at all. If riding is better, we let him ride. Because it's a Kana. The Yvani Yochel Lirkab, he not some him. My Mishra says, the Yeshua Toiv, Lirkab Shom, Yilelech Beraglov. The Yeshua brings a sword that even in that situation, it's better to ride. He disagrees with that. Okay, I feel if he saw even according to that argument, that if he sits on the animal, so it's not called he's going chutzatum because the animal's carrying him. It's not called him doing a malacha with the animal because Chanus has atzmai. Whereas if he walks, he's going chutzatum, and that's an isser. So it comes out riding, we could argue, is even better than walking. Zatim Shabura, feel if he swore he, even according to that opinion, that argument, that should be true, that's only Dafkalin Yerichiva, that's all I'm talking about if you're talking about riding. Because if you're dealing with animals schlepping a wagon, feel him a current, Gavoya Asura, even if the wagon is 10 Tvachim high, Kulyama Tav Yerser, Shela Baragla, Mishiesha Bakurin. So it's better that he should walk. Why? So he's going to be over the tchum, even though the wagon is 10 tefachim high. That even though he's above 10 tefachim high, since the item which he's traveling in is moving on the ground, so he has at least an Isser the Rabbanon of Tchum. If it's like he's sitting in a normal place, so he'll have Tchum and have Shimon Shalachayim. Masha'en Keni Me'elach Baragla Bo'yabar Rachal Tchum. But if he walks, he only has an Isser of Tchum.
Let's see, how does the
The Mora says there's no tchum l'malam yasar. So if a person would be traveling above 10 tvachim, he's not over this become mechus tchum. Okay, so but there the Mishabura says that you know that that if the place that he's traveling on is less than dalad al dalad, so I have a very I'm a tightrope walker, and I can walk on a very there's a very narrow wall, which is above 10 tvachim, so that would be true. I can walk on top of the wall, and I can go as far as I want without a problem with tchum. But if I'm walking on something which is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, so it's considered as if I'm which is on the ground, it's considered like I'm walking on the ground. So the wagon is more is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, so I didn't gain anything on the tchum issue. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in the animal, sitting in the car, and the animal's pulling me, so I'm using the animal to pull me. Whereas if I just walk, I only have tchum issue. So besides Shisa Behemta, which is the Rabbanon, besides Shisa Behemta, it's not his animal. So Shisa Behemta we took care of. But the Shisa Behemta, you're using an animal to do something. That's Nisa the Rabbanon. Then there's Machamer, if you're making the animal move, because your weight, sometimes the animal will sense the weight and start going because of the weight, then it's called Machamer. Malkam Sakana, I call Shari, but Sakana, you do what you got to do. A cousin prima godam yesh yizor kashamenas b'shabbos b'shus harabim a gola reconnaissim susim. So if you have standing b'shus harabim, you have an animal with an empty wagon, the animal is just standing there. So like be a curl yikim akamra filib behemas acherim. So he shouldn't, you know, raise his voice to the animal, because when the animal starts moving the karin, it's called he made the animal do malacha. Sleds, which the animal is going to be would be pulling that situation, for sure that's you gain nothing. That's not the malam yasara, down the ground. So there's nothing to talk about in that respect. Okay, 1 second. Tell the Bir Loka Kishira Medis. Three's question. Maji Pasad Lisha, the Hanalakar Sham, the language of the Shekhanar sounds like he takes it off after the animal stopped. The Raman Pasad Kishi writes a Lama Yap Kadim Shatamid, but you take it off before the animal actually stops. If you sense the animal is about to stop, you take it off. So the animal's done nothing, not a kira nor hanocha. But the Rashi says that that's not true. That's not pshat in the Gemara, and there's no need for to do that. Gimel. If he doesn't have a goy, he has an animal, and he has somebody who's putter from the mitzvahs, so we should argue that maybe we should give it to the person, no, we give it to the animal. Even though really, there's a swore to argue that they're not bar chiyuv at all, and the animal, there is something in chiyuv with the animal, shisa behemta, etc. So we don't say that because of the concern of osa chufei with adam acher. Now, dalad hoyimoy cherish reshaita. If you have a choice in a cherish and a shaita, you never leshaita. Give us the shaita fishein loy das klal. The shaita has no das at all. Let's do sefei. No see mishaburus. Let's say shaita v'katan, you then have the shaita. So you have a cherish a shaita, you give it to the shaita. You have a shaita v'katan, give it to the shaita. Shakatan yabal chal das. Cherish v'katan, you then have the misha yirtza. So if you have a cherish who's not a shaita, the mind is a functioning mind, but he has a din, he's not a bar chiyuv mitzvahs because he's a deaf mute, or a katan. Both of them are equal. To the Mishabura, the Yudbeis, Klau, he has no das. The shaita, we were contrasting the cheresh and the shirt doesn't have any das at all. A cheresh right to klish to isle, but a cheresh does have some level of das. That's the moshe chazar masak, and that a cheresh can be mekadosh and isha mirabonon. That doesn't apply to a shirt; it applies to a cheresh. If he has a cheresh or a katan, he gives him isha yirtzah. The cholechad yesh lemal v'fneyatzah v'chanal. So a katan is balach lal das, but right now he doesn't have das. So right now his level of das is equivalent to the shoita, but he will come to das. A cheresh is an adult with some level of das. So each one has a milo, so you can give it to either one. Now the Bir Halacha brings over here that you know, let me show you. It's because of Bir Megadim yearly the Hanu Daf was Shana Benoy. Because it becomes his son, we have a new issue. Abanoi Katan Shubar Chinuk Min Rabbanon. You know the Cheresh of Shoyta. He has a chiyuv to mechanach his son, so he has a choice of giving it to the Cheresh instead of his son. He has no din of chinuch on the Cheresh. He has din of chinuch on his son. So he shouldn't be over this din of chinuch by giving it to his son, rather give it to the Cheresh. Now, besides Hashem, the filo after filo ima Cheresh of Shoyta Hubanoi. Shannon Barakino, come I caught him. He has two sons. He has one son who's a cotton, one son who's of age or maturity, but he's a shaita or a cherish. He doesn't have dinner chinuch on that. But he does have dinner chinuch on his son who's a cotton. So in even that situation, that's what he should do. He should give it to the cherish or the shaita, who's his son, rather than to the cotton, who's his son. Okay. Okay. Vav. Yesh Omrim. When he gives it to the cotton or the cherish or the shoita, whatever the scenario would be, so we have a sin that you have by the animal. Minicha lov kashu mahalach, but not lemena kashu oimed. So we do the same idea of not having the child do a full malacha. Hagav adavka kshenoisel lehem minshecha shecha, abu noisel lehem mibayyoyim mutter b'cholinyan. If you gave it to before, so you're not involved in the process, so it's not an issue. What's the issue over here? If you give it to him on Shabbos, there's an issur of, even though you don't have a din of chinuch on a cherish or a shoyta, or on somebody else's child, you have an issur being michael issur b'yadayim to them. You cannot give issur b'yadayim to one of these, to a cherishet or a katan. So giving to them on Shabbos is like giving them this or b'yadayim. So they're going to do all the a full malach on it. So you have to prevent that they shouldn't do a malacha because of you. That's called being ma'achal b'yadayim. It's feeding them. So I can't go, I have no key of chinuch, I can't go and take a non-kosher food and give it to a cherish or a shaita or somebody else's child. I don't have a key of chinuch. That's true, but you cannot feed them. So we here by giving it to Shabbos, the equivalent of feeding them the malacha. But if you give it to them before Shabbos, that's like lifnei. So what they do, that's their business. That's not called being Michael. I need to.